Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Michigan is considering a law to license journalists. The same thing has already started up in Washington State. Tyranny's here, folks. Israel now has three nuclear subs, German-built with nuclear cruise missiles, nuclear weapon-tipped cruise missiles, warhead-tipped cruise missiles, off the coast of Iran, threatening to nuke them at any time. Turkey's saying this could cause war. So is Syria and Lebanon. Turkey says they're dispatching warships with the next flotilla because a Turkish flagged ship was attacked. It's an act of war, folks, like Ron Paul said. A blockade is an act of war. Gaza is sovereign. Again, folks, this isn't some macho talk or what side you're on, okay? I want to stop war. I don't hate Israel, okay? And I don't hate the Palestinians. The average person over there just wants to live in peace. And the Arab governments have done a lot to not let Gazans get out into Egypt and other areas. But look at Egypt. Can they take 1.5 million refugees on? But this attack, here's the $64 million question. Are the explosions and gunfire we hear rubber bullets, flashbangs, and tear gas when the Israeli naval gunboats are attacking, or are they real rounds? If they're lead or full metal jacket rounds, this is an act of war, an act of piracy, an act of just criminality. It is an act of aggression. It's what the Nuremberg Code covers. Now, if they knew weapons were being shipped in, we're going to break and come back with Mike Rivero joining us via Skype. If they have absolute proof weapons were being brought into Gaza under international law, just like the 1961 Cuban Missile Crisis, they could go out in international waters and stop those ships. But it's very specific. They could fire across the bow. They didn't stop. They could shoot the rudder off. But if they fired on anybody on that unarmed ship, it is a serious crime. Now, the Arabs, the Arab media, did report that no one hit the Israelis or stabbed them. There's now stills and video shot by Al Jazeera, by Press TV, so by Arab-friendly media, Muslim-freedom friendly media, showing them beating the commandos as they hit the deck. Now, if the Israelis were firing at them, even with flashbangs, those can kill you, what do you expect the people to do? I made the joke at the start of the show, a sick joke. It's really not even a joke. It's dark satire to illustrate something. If Ahmadinejad fired at an Israeli bomber at 80,000 feet, if at 80,000 feet a bomber dropped a airburst hydrogen 50 megaton bomb on Tehran, as that plane flies over, if Ahmadinejad or even an Iranian child fired at it with a slingshot, the media would call the child a coward and would call the slingshot the most deadly weapon in the known galaxy. They'd call it a black hole projecting weapon or something. They'd call it a end of days devil weapon. They'd call it just the ultimate demon. And so that's the news situation, and the world sees the hypocrisy, whether you support Israel or not. Look, armored ships coming up to unarmed former cruise ships and attacking them, and commandos coming on board and people fighting them with pipes. Humans, on average, are going to emotionally side with the people fighting with stones and rocks and pipes. And that's why the whole world is turning against Israel. Whereas 30 years ago, when the Arabs were always attacking Israel, the people sided with Israel because they were the little guy. They were the underdog. Israel is not the underdog in all of this. And Israel's talking about nuclear war now. This is a very serious situation. So we're going to get Mike Rivero's take on this when we get back on the other side of this break and your phone calls. Webster Tarpley is going to give us his take coming up in the last hour today. Stay with us.
Hey, If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time.
Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're live, ladies and gentlemen. Once a month, Mike Rivero joins us, Genesis talk show host. Also has the website whatreallyhappened.com. Our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And he has really done a lot of research on the Israeli/Palestinian conflict, what's been happening in Gaza, what's been going on in Lebanon. But I specifically want him to give us his take today, and I'm going to speak to this and take your phone calls at 800-259-9231 on where you see all this going. Because, you know, a lot of people don't pay attention to what's happening in Israel. You know, this tribal warfare has been going on for thousands of years between the Israelis and the Palestinians. And it's only intensifying, but people kind of get mentally worn out. They get exhausted, and they stop paying attention. But this is a new escalation with Turkey, not just Lebanon or Syria, the usual suspects threatening war, saying this could cause war, but Turkey. This was a Turkish-flagged former cruise ship attacked, any way you slice it, in international waters. And Turkey is angry. A top ally, along with the United States, of Israel. So a huge political shift here. And so we're going to be discussing that. And coming up later, Michigan considers law to license journalists. This is in the Associated Press, Reuters, and Fox News. And what's scary is the media is reporting it like it's reasonable. And other states are moving as well, to where I won't be able to be on the air. No, I have to have a government license They have to approve, and that's what the New York Times and also many members of the White House or Obama's czars are saying. You have to be vetted. We have to decide, or we're going to put messages up on your website, government pop-ups that say stuff isn't true or that directs you to government or other media. Of course, that was in the news last week. We're kicking their hind ends. They are going to try this. So you better enjoy the internet while it's here. And you better use it to wake people up while it's here. Because the new media is destroying the old media. And so you got the mainstream media teamed up with government wanting to block that. So we'll get Mike Rivero's take on that. Also, I had a lady coming in next hour, a friend of my wife, but she chickened out. And I don't blame her. A lot of people do. That's why this country's falling apart. Even though when I said, look, I won't use your real name, her daughter went to one of the suburbs in Austin, first grade, and I was talking to her at a birthday party this weekend for my daughter, and it was out in Lakeway, and they basically turn the kids against the parents. They have them coming home and crying. Every time they see a development, they're taught that bunny rabbits are dying. Other mothers were there saying, yeah, that's why I took my kids out of school. We know them because of a homeschooling group. That they come in and don't tell the kids that it's a drill, and they turn the lights off, and a man in a mask comes in with a gun. But she chickened out to come on the show, and that's okay. Because she also had the document, but separately I had this out of the Washington Post, where they say that under a red-level terror emergency, your children will be taken to FEMA centers. And that's in the Washington Post. We wrote an article about it 4 years ago, but the point is she got one of these at that elementary school. Okay? So this is part of a FEMA operation. Well, guess what? Even though she won't come on the show today, I have mainstream news articles about it separately in other parts of the country, so that's coming up. But enough of me. Let's go to Mike Rivero joining us via video Skype if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer. If not, he'll be joining you via the audio spectrum for radio listeners. Mike, let's run through the gamut. Break down what you see happening from the latest info, what really happened. If you have a clearer picture, I know it's still somewhat foggy, of what happened to the flotilla yesterday and what this is going to do internationally.
Well, the situation with the flotilla, as you say, it's very murky. Israel has a complete media blackout. People are not being allowed to talk to the prisoners. We don't even have a complete list of the number of the names of the people who've been killed, although the number is now 20, what we're being told, that died in this situation. We are aware of what happened mostly because of one live video feed that was able to get off the ship while it was being attacked. In that video feed, apparently the Israeli troops that were coming on board were carrying these pre-printed target lists of activists that were supposed to be killed. And we just had a member of the Knesset basically go public saying that Israel wanted to have a lot of deaths as a deterrent to any more of these blockade runners. But the bottom line is this is clearly a violation of international law. When you are a ship at sea, that deck of your ship is the sovereign territory of the nation whose flag you fly. It's like a foreign embassy. When you set foot on the deck of a ship flying the flag of the United States of America, you are setting foot on U.S. territory. When you set foot on the deck of a ship flying the Turkish flag, you are setting foot on Turkish territory. If you do so without the permission of the captain or the government, that is an invasion and an act of war. Now, the bottom line is that Israel's claims that these humanitarian aid ships were filled with weapons is complete nonsense. They had no proof of it whatsoever. The one photo that Israel has put out so far to show the weapons that were found on board the ship, it's basically wooden poles and kitchen knives. And Israel is saying these are weapons because the people of Gaza could use them to attack, you know, Israelis, you know, with these ceramic cooking knives and stuff like this.
Well, they said Hatari had weapons of mass destruction weapons of mass destruction are not handguns, but this isn't even handguns. It's cooking utensils now. So I guess everybody's got to be nuked because now a cooking knife is a weapon of mass destruction.
Apparently a pointy stick is now reason to start opening fire on the peace activists. And the bottom line is, while the world is outraged, I don't think anybody is surprised because Israel is acting true to form. I mean, robbers will rob, rapists will rape, and Israel commits war crimes. That's been its history. But I think what Americans are really angry about right now, and I'm getting this basically when my wife and I went shopping for groceries yesterday, we were talking to just the ordinary people in the supermarket. They were aware of what was going on. And their attitude was, well, we expect Israel to do this. But they were waiting for the U.S. government to take some kind of decisive action regarding the 9 U.S. citizens who were kidnapped in international waters by this act of war. And now we're seeing, the U.S. once again at the United Nations Security Council is trying to stifle criticism of Israel and is working to protect Israel. And as far as those U.S. citizens in Israeli prisons, apparently they're not important. Now, this is a far cry from 1904 when a businessman named Ion Perticaris was kidnapped in Morocco by a gentleman by the name of Raisuli, and President Theodore Roosevelt sent 7 battleships with orders to invade Morocco if Perticaris was not ultimately returned, which he was. And I think the American people are wondering whose side is the federal government on when, I mean, you know, this week we're coming up again on the anniversary of the attack on the USS Liberty, where Israel killed all these American sailors, and then President Johnson not only did not hold Israel to account, but participated in this cover-up of saying, oh, it's just an accident and so forth and so on. And we're seeing a repeat of that sellout once again. And at this point, and I've been saying this entire election season, America needs leaders who are going to put America first, second, and third, and a government cannot serve two masters. If we have a government that is serving Israel, they cannot serve the best interests of the American people. And you only need to look around at our crumbling infrastructure and our destroyed economy and all the other evils that have descended upon the United States of America under the guidance of a government that is still sending money to Israel, even though the British press just published documents proving that Israel is not only a nuclear power, they've been trying to sell nuclear warheads to regimes like apartheid South Africa, and billions of dollars of our tax money continue to pour into Israel, even though it's illegal to do so under U.S. law because of those nuclear weapons. And the American people are starting to say, okay, whose side is the government on?
Well, let me ask you this question. I mean, the situation with all these countries threatening potential war with Israel, namely Turkey. Turkey says they're going to dispatch warships with the next flotilla that's set to leave in the next day or so. I mean, is Israel going to attack Turkish warships?
I think they very well might. I mean, culturally and nationally, Israel is never able to back down. They're never, ever able to admit error. If they let this next flotilla through to Gaza and nothing bad happens because of it, then Israel is going to be seen for having been wrong to have imposed such a blockade for the last going on 4 years, in defiance of a UN resolution, I might add. The United Nations has repeatedly, including the Security Council, called on Israel to lift the blockade. Israel refuses to do so. And so I think that, yes, if Turkey sends armed warships to escort the aid fleet, there may be a shooting war between Israel and Turkey. And I want to point out one more thing. Turkey is a member of NATO. Yes, so is Israel. But Israel has attacked a NATO nation over this last weekend. And under the rules of the NATO treaty, an attack on one NATO nation is an attack on them all. So every member of NATO has been attacked by Israel under the terms of that contract. I am waiting for the NATO nations, in particular the United States of America, to stand up and say, you are not allowed to attack NATO.
Now, going back here, Mike, I do think, though, there's spin on both sides, because you have the pro-Gaza group on the news saying, we didn't fight back in any way, and then it's not true that we were beating people with poles and trying to stab them, but there are images of people running around with knives, and there are images of people beating the commandos on the head with poles, and it does, at least at those points, look like the Israelis are being restrained while they're being attacked with poles. I agree it's wrong to attack the ships. I mean, it's wrong to take them over. It's wrong to have the blockade to stop them. My issue is, though, I think the Arabs lose some credibility here when their media puts out that nobody was attacking the commandos when their own live feeds show it clear as day.
Okay, well, I think we're dealing with a problem with the translation, because what the Arab media is saying, Israel claimed that the people on board the aid fleets attacked first. that the commandos just set foot on the deck and they weren't doing anything bad, and then the crew of the ship just attacked them. Now, in my point of view, they were justified in attacking the invading force at that point anyway. What the Arab media is saying is that it wasn't until the Israelis started firing first, that's when the sticks and poles and knives got picked up, and the melee basically
All right, stay there. We got a break. Let's come back and cover all that on the other side with Mike Rivero. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Well, Mike brings up the central point that I've made several times in the first hour, and watching that one live feed that got out that's been on Al Jazeera, Press TV, Fox, CNN, hundreds of, you know, different local TV stations, scores of international networks, and we're going to continue to roll that in the background. In fact, I'll probably just play one of the reports, you know, unedited coming up, because we've got some clips here that are from start to finish with the Press TV reporters and others out on the deck. And you do hear banging and exploding in the minutes and seconds before the boarding. And that actually fits with how ships are normally boarded during a blockade. They fire tear gas, they fire flashbangs, they fire across the bow, the ship won't stop. The ship finally gets scared, it runs the flag up, and the Arabs and the pro-Palestinian group, they say, yeah, we ran the white flag up. Then the Israeli commandos come down because the ship has surrendered, and then the people attack them. So there's no doubt that the Israelis attack the ship with flashbangs and with tear gas. But the big issue is, and the problem is Israel has the ship now, ships, and can cover this up. If Israel fired real ammunition into the ship, there is no doubt this was illegal. Mike Rivera?
Well, you need to remember that what Israel calls a rubber bullet is not what the United States calls a rubber bullet. The Israeli rubber bullets still have steel cores, and they are lethal at close distance. And the bottom line here is, again, Israel can make up any statements it wants about why it wants to stop the aid fleet, but they have never, ever once found any evidence of weapons going into Gaza. The ship was carrying construction supplies to repair the damage from cast lead, was carrying food, medical supplies, crayons, toys for the kids. All of these ships' cargoes were inspected at their ports of departure. Israel is basically throwing a tantrum and saying, you have to do what we tell you to do anywhere in the world. And you need to remember, Israel doesn't have the legal authority to issue orders to ships flying foreign flags in international waters. And again, Israel is just, you know, making up these stories to justify continuing this blockade of Gaza to try and starve the Gazan people into leaving, because Israel covets their land. This has been the agenda for the last 4 years. Israel is putting out all this propaganda to justify what is, in essence, unjustifiable. They're still coming out with this canard that Hamas took control of Gaza with a violent coup. They didn't. Hamas won the election. But Israel doesn't want to admit the election happened anymore, because, Israel believes in democracy only when their people can win. And they support the Palestinian Authority because the Palestinian Authority is so far basically just rolling over and allowing the West Bank settlements to continue and allow the encroachment of more, land grab. And basically what is left of Palestine is dissolving before the eyes of the Palestinian people. All of this is in defiance of United Nations resolutions. And I remember back in 2003, when we were sending our young men and women to go in and attack Iraq over weapons of mass destruction that Israel claimed they had and they didn't have them, we were being told that the reason we were doing this was because Iraq was defying the United Nations. Well, now we have Israel defying the United Nations. And what does the United States government do? They stand up in the Security Council and say, oh, we can't criticize Israel for what they did. And it's just, it's angering to see the government of the United States of America so much supportive of the government of Israel.
Well, let me ask this. What's going to happen when the Turks send warships in? I mean, is Israel going to attack them?
I think Israel very well might. Israel cannot admit error. They cannot back down. I think there's going to be a confrontation at sea, and the whole region may blow up, because Syria and Lebanon and all these other countries are saying Israel has started a new regional war.
And now you just said it. You just said it. Perfect timing. In Asia, we've got the Korea blow up between North and South with a torpedo, which is very suspicious. We'll talk about that when we come back. Separately, you've got the Middle East blowing up. You've got Iraq, setting fire again. You've got escalations in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Right as the central banks collapse Europe and the United States, right as the G20 is openly announcing the birth of world government, magically the wars start. Mike, how many times have we talked about in the last year that they're going to have wars, and the RAND Corporation said 2 years ago that they need wars all over the planet to bring in the world government, and that only a new world war can do it, and it looks like it's being delivered on a silver platter.
Yes, by Israel, and we need to keep that in mind here, because one of the problems we have with all of our previous wars are that the nations that really start them very often skip out sideways and the blame falls on a third party. And we need to remember, Israel is the author of this new global disaster.
Well, they let past aid ships in. Why did they stop this? We'll be right back with Mike Rivero.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your calls are coming up at 1-800-259-9231. Mike Rivero is our guest, and I can't say I really can argue with anything he's saying. I just want to expand on this, because this is not happening by accident now. I looked it up yesterday, and there have been no fewer than 20 aid convoys, generally smaller ships, though, that Israel has openly let come in, carrying medicine, toys, construction supplies, things of that nature. educational supplies. Why did they decide to stop this one when it was coming out of Turkey? And why is this coming now? And we're also going to get into attacks on free speech here in the United States. And as I said, take some of your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Before we go back to Mike Rivero, we're carrying a new film that is very important. If the population is not educated about our true form of government and about the fact that it's our right and our duty under the Ninth and Tenth Amendment to take back our government, then we have no hope of ever reversing the globalist takeover. It's a private, offshore, corporate takeover of the United States, simply put. And the film by Gary Franchi and William Lewis, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, has Michael Bagnarek, R.J. Harris, myself, Evan Vieira, Richard Mack, Cynthia Davis, Charles Key, and many, many others. And it's so important that everyone see this film. It's one thing to know we have a corrupt, out-of-control government. It's another thing to know how to take it back, and this is a big part of the solution. What kind of government did the Founding Fathers intend for us when they struggled to form this nation? Did they seek another form of suppressive rule? Did they envision an enslaved population with few liberties? Don't Tread on Me gives the viewer a look into the minds of our forefathers and the legislation written to protect each and every one of us from a tyrannical government. Don't Tread on Me discusses the government's overuse of the Commerce Clause, the suppressed and ignored states' rights issue. Don't Tread on Me discusses the government's overuse of Commerce Clause, the suppressed and ignored states' rights issue, defined sovereignty, the proper role of government, a constitutional militia, and much more. Don't Tread on Me offers sound solutions to take back rights stolen from our out-of-control despotic federal government. Rights stolen from the American people by our out-of-control despotic federal government. It is such an important film to see. Again, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. And, of course, there's a new film we produced, Jason Mermis directed, Invisible Empire, New Order Defined. And it just covers the history of the New World Order, what they're into, how they operate, the crimes they've committed, and over 100 clips of them calling for world government and New World Order. For somebody that wants a general overview of these people and who's been living in denial, a very important film for people to see, again, available at InfoWars.com. Or you can simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. And you can see both of these films in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can also see coming up on Wednesday Camp FEMA at PrisonPlanet.tv. We've been authorized to upload it there for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Okay, Mike Rivero, thanks for holding there during that break. Going back to you, you were bringing up the fact that Israel is starting this World War III, or potentially as separately. What do you see happening on the Korean Peninsula? I know you've written about that at whatreallyhappened.com, and we have quite a few reports, even with the Chinese government and others saying this could be a provocation. It looks to be a German torpedo, not a Chinese torpedo. That we know the North has. Key bono, who benefits? Why would the North stage something like this? We see Japan wanting U.S. forces out, now backing away from that as soon as this happened.
Well, basically, I think we can all agree that, you know, even though Kim Jong-il sometimes issues some very questionable statements and his taste in sunglasses is definitely to be questioned, but I don't Korea is stupid enough to do something like this. And if you look at exactly where this sinking took place, where it's deep inside South Korean waters, inside the middle of an ongoing military exercise involving three top-of-the-line U.S. warships, guided missile destroyers, Ticonderogas and Arleigh Burkes, and they are very well equipped for anti-submarine warfare. So the idea that one of those clunky, noisy North Korean submarines could scoot across the demarcation line, get into the middle of this ongoing exercise, flip off a torpedo at this warship, and then get out without being detected is absolutely ludicrous. Now, when they were holding up the blueprints of the North Korean torpedo that they claimed that they had found the remains of, if you study it very carefully and you look at the torpedo itself and the blueprints, they're not the same weapon because of the location of the fin actuators within the structure. There's a bunch of other differences as well, but I am absolutely convinced that what they found on the floor of the ocean is not that North Korean torpedo design. As you point out, the metallurgy suggests it's one of the German torpedoes. Well, who's got German subs and is running around trying to start wars? Israel. In fact, three of their German-built Dolphin submarines are now sailing off the coast of Iran. They're openly acknowledged to be carrying nuclear-tipped cruise missiles. We know that they're operating all the way out to the Pacific, and, you know, and Israel likes to start wars. And so what better way than to go out and flip off a torpedo, sink this North Korean warship, and the U.S. and Israel and everybody else says, sink the South Korean warship and blame it on North Korea. It's like the USS Maine all over again, or the Gulf of Tonkin, and now China and Russia are both backing off and saying they're not convinced that North Korea had anything to do with this. They're very suspicious that this is another classic.
Well, Mike, look, I can see this being a German torpedo, and I can see the West wanting to stay on the Korean Peninsula as part of the encirclement of China, and that's part of the stated Pentagon doctrine. But Israel and a medium-range submarine, and we know they do buy these German torpedoes, I don't think that's enough evidence, but, I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, to point at Israel. I mean, I don't think Israel is the progenitor and the source of every form of evil on Earth.
No, but I mean, we just saw them open fire on, you know, a harmless aid convoy over the weekend and kill the death count's now up to 20 people. And the bottom line is, if you look, go back and look at the USS Liberty, they attacked that ship with the goal of tricking the United States into war on Egypt. Look at the Levant affair, the same thing. Israeli agents were caught blowing up British and American targets in Egypt, again, to destroy diplomatic relations between the West and Egypt to try and trip up another war. USS Cole may have been in more of the same situation. I mean, the bottom line is, look at the motto of the Mossad: by way of deception, thou shalt do war. And again, you know, we already know that those Israeli submarines have been operating in the West Pacific because they had an incident a few years ago where they accidentally rammed a Japanese ship and tried to evade responsibility for that. And then they were forced to turn around and admit that, yeah, that was us and we're sorry and everything. Again, Israel itself is such a small nation. They project power through covert means. And we don't know who was out there, but I'm basically saying we shouldn't leap to conclusions and believe the first thing the corporate media tells us about the North Korean situation. Again, North Korea doesn't want a restart of the Korean War.
Listen, Mike, I hear you. And I mean, it is starting to point towards false flag over in the Pacific. They're south of China on the Korean Peninsula. And you're right. I mean, Israel admits to the Levant affair. The NSA declassified 2 years ago, Chicago Tribune, that all the admirals, and I literally had them all on, they're almost all dead now, what they said was the truth about what happened with the USS Liberty. So that's confirmed. It's just, how would Israel stand to gain starting a potential war, even nuclear, in the Pacific? Drawing the U.S. away so that they could then have their own war with Iran? Or what's the, I guess that's what the big banking establishment wants, is they do want a big global war, so through that crisis they can establish their world government. We know Israel's part and parcel of that, so is the U.S. and the EU. It's just that even from my research, it's hard to believe they're all working in concert that closely, but I guess that's where the evidence points. But clearly there's elements of our own Navy SEALs. I mean, we know it came out in the New Yorker magazine and on MSNBC that Cy Hirsch reported that Cheney wanted to have U.S. Troops attack U.S. ships to blame it on Iran 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago. So, my only issue is there are other suspects that do stage some terror. I mean, is there any evidence Israel was involved in the Gulf of Tonkin?
Well, absolutely not. The Gulf of Tonkin began with an inexperienced sonar operator hearing his own ship's propellers. And Johnson knew that it was an erroneous report when he went to Congress with it. But getting back to the Korean situation, first of all, Even though we're suggesting that Israel might have been involved there, I'm not saying that they were acting unilaterally or alone. We know that the U.S. and Israeli intelligence services team up together on some of these various operations. Now, if North Korea and South Korea restart their war, and that starts dragging resources in from China and Russia, that is going to take some of the potential for support on Iran's side away when the Iran war cranks up. Remember, the biggest fear right now is that if Israel launches a war with Iran and the U.S. gets dragged into it, that Russia and China will at least logistically be supporting Iran. But if they're tied up in a new war over in the Korean Peninsula, that is less support they're going to be able to send to Iran. And it's always been that logistical support that has been what is preventing war with Iran. That's why they're trying to keep Afghanistan torn up. That's why they're trying to get Georgia into a whole new war to close those tunnels through the Caucasus Mountains, is to prevent the resupply of Iran from Russia.
Well, you make some really good points, and time will tell. But regardless, we know that the power structure has stated that they want more than just a regional war, bigger than Iraq, as a global distraction to bring in this global banking dictatorship. And so I find it very suspect that all of this, all these different kickoffs for more regional tension and nuclear war is just suddenly sprouting up and popping up everywhere. And you're right. If Russia and China are drawn off with the situation on the Korean Peninsula, that makes it a lot easier for Israel, who is openly saying, I mean, for those that just tuned in, the last month Netanyahu has said three or four times, we may go ahead and nuke Iran at any time. They're trying to pass sanctions to blockade all trade into Iran, which is an act of war, according to the Geneva Convention, and Ron Paul's on record with that. So there's no doubt that things are just going to get a lot more hairy. What are you worried about next, Mike? What shoe are you looking for to drop next?
Well, as you point out, we have got way too many of the world leaders and world financial leaders and world political leaders who see their own personal fortunes being improved by a new major war. I think back about this wonderful movie called The International, and the storyline is basically that this large international bank is caught engaging in weapons trafficking, covert weapons trafficking, and the investigator says to the bank, why do you care if thus and such a country wins their war? And the bank says, oh, we don't care if they win it. It's just war creates debt on both sides, so we're going to start wars because it's good for our banking business, and we don't care which side wins or loses because both sides go into debt. And if you look back at our own history in the United States, the U.S. government got out of the crash of 1907 by getting us into World War I. They got out of the crash of 1929 by getting us into World War II. Here we are in the throes of the crash of 2007, and look how hard our government is trying to start wars with anybody at all. It almost doesn't even matter. I'm almost reminded of Michael Moore's wonderful film Canadian Bacon, where America declares war on Canada just because they need a war and they can't find anybody else to fight with.
Well, that's another great point you've made, and we now have open discussions of attacks on Iran, which is just completely illegal. And going back to last week, Mike, Iran says we'll give our uranium to foreign countries like Brazil or France or Turkey, you pick, and that way it'll be enriched to a level that can't be used in weapons. And then the stance gets even more anti-Iran. I mean, Iran, at many levels, really has tried detente.
Have you heard about the Lulu letter?
Yes, but tell folks about it.
Okay, well, basically, in a nutshell, this is a letter that was leaked out and exposed the fact that the United States knew that Turkey and Brazil were negotiating with Iran over a uranium swap, but that the United States gave its approval for the negotiations in the expectation that it would fail, and then they would have one more thing to use to say we need to go to war with Iran because, look, Brazil and Turkey tried to talk to Iran, and Iran wouldn't listen, and Iran surprised them by saying, yeah, this is a deal we can live with. And so now the U.S. is in a panic. They're trying to find some way to derail this situation. Hillary's out there screaming about sanctions. It's too little. It's too late. Because it's not about the sanctions. It's not about the uranium. It's not about nuclear weapons. It is about selling the American people yet another war on Israel's enemies in the Mideast. We've got suckered into Iraq. We're being suckered into Iran. They're trying to go into Pakistan, Somalia, Yemen, everywhere. Have we invaded enough countries yet to qualify as a world war?
Well, have you seen the Well, yes. I mean, if these conflicts stay ignited, it will be a world war by every definition. It's going to be in more than two regions simultaneously. But going back, have you seen the new video out today? It's up on PrisonPlanet.com of Oliver Stone interviewing the former Argentine president, who said he met with Bush, and Bush said, we must have more wars. Everyone must be taught to kneel before us. This is great for our economy. But yeah, great for the bankers' economy. They're all making record bonuses while we go bankrupt.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, if you look at the reality of how much of our gross national product is put into building things that kill people, and you'll realize that the United States is not a nation of peace. It is a nation of war. Murder and mass murder and killing is the business of the United States, and it has been, all the more so over the last 30 years, where our manufacturing of the items of peace has basically been given away to other countries. And the only thing the United States seems to manufacture anymore is trouble and death on a large scale.
Well, people need to understand that the globalists at the top are apolitical. It's all about power. It's about playing groups off against each other. And the world population has such an elementary understanding of this that it makes them just fair game, like legless chickens being eaten by foxes. But Zbigniew Brzezinski said 2 weeks ago that for the first time, the world has awoken to the true power structure. We're not distracted by presidents and prime ministers anymore that come and go. We're now looking at the real power structure, and he said the elite are in trouble. Did you see that video?
Yes, I did. And I also read about the comment that Brzezinski did. It's absolutely right.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mike, your audio's cutting out there a bit. Let's come back and get your take on that on the other side. And then we're going to keep you for one more segment after that so we can talk to Ted, Eddie, Joseph, Keith, Jimmy, and others. And we'll continue with your calls into the next hour with a bunch of other important news as we continue to cover the tragic events in the Mediterranean with the boarding of these aid vessels. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula, and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All right, let's go to some of your phone calls here. Let's talk to Ted in Texas. Ted, you're on the air with Mike Rivero. Go ahead.
Hello, Mike and Alex. Are we specifically talking about the events in the Middle East?
You can talk about whatever you want. Go ahead.
Okay, I've been working on this story. It's a local story for Austin. Basically, the headline is Austin welcomes Formula One, ignores own climate protection plan.
They want citizens to pay $25 million for this stupid racetrack that'll lose money, but it'll line the pockets of local the local establishment. Look, the environmental movement is only about stealing property. The SOS, I'm going to put you on hold until after Mike's gone, and then we can come back and talk about this. You know, the cover of the Chronicle is, locals team up with the EPA to fight the death of the earth. The local environmental movement in Austin is about stealing farms and ranches, and they literally then build hotels on whatever they steal. They are a group of vicious criminals. Mike Rivero, a quick comment on Al Gore's wife is leaving him after 40 years. Do you think it's because he's been so politically destroyed by ClimateGate?
I don't know. Maybe it was just a fit of good taste.
Or maybe he's picking up too many pickup basketball games with Obama.
It could very well be.
You know, reportedly what's going on at those. Let's talk to Eddie in New Hampshire. Eddie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Mike. You already covered much of what my question was to be about, but I just wanted to know, why provoke Turkey? Why in the world would they want to provoke Turkey, a country that's just on the sidelines? Is it to accelerate the process?
That's a good question. No, I mean, this is bold. Israel openly, and Turkey saying this could cause war, and they're going to send ships in. And then if Israel attacks those Turkish ships, how are they going to spend that? Mike Rivero.
Well, a couple of things to keep in mind. Even though Turkey is nominally an Israeli ally, about a year ago, the Mossad was caught as part of a plot to assassinate Erdogan, Turkey's leader. And a little piece of irony that people have not picked up on too much yet. As of this morning, the chairmanship of the United Nations Security Council has passed to Turkey. So now Turkey gets to set the agenda in the Security Council. And I think payback is not going to be very pleasant for Israel at this point. I don't know what Israel was thinking. I think that they had this idea that absent the live video feed that got out from the fleet, that they were probably going to stage something to make it look like the Free Gaza movement really was running weapons into Hamas or something that would silence world criticism. But they didn't get to pull that part of it off. And, you know, certainly right now, Israel is not allowing the media to talk to any of the prisoners taken from the ship. They're only being allowed very, very brief connections with their lawyers.
Well, I'll say this. You're going to see more and more, and police departments are actually buying these, jamming of broadband when they run an operation, because the power that you can have an iPhone and have it streamed to a remote location and that the police can't confiscate your videotape, that is devastating. Corrupt governments everywhere. I've seen three new videos today of police attacking and brutalizing camera people in the U.S., but they had remote feeds, so the cops don't get it. So, I mean, it's they're still in the old game of being able to beat you up and take your video camera. That isn't working anymore. People just go to live feed.
And the other thing, of course, is I think both you and I have a sponsor that makes the little DigiPen and Digi glasses with the camcorders built inside.
Yeah.
People are starting to use those. The police don't even know they're there.
And that's why they're trying to pass laws all over the country and the world, making it illegal to film government. It's going to film you. It's going to surveil you. But you don't film government, your God, your king, your Lord. Anything else you want to add, Eddie?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, is there anything that Israel can do or will do where we just won't back them up? I mean, is there a line that they'll cross that the United States will just say enough, or is it like
no? No, the United States says they're going to back a premeditated first strike with nuclear weapons on Tehran. And so you're talking at least hundreds of thousands dead. And if Iran fights back in any way, it will be called terrorism. You will be nuked. You will die and love it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.